Hey guys, we got another show to do. Let's get on the move right now because there's a lot to talk about. This is Boss Barrel Radio. Thank you, Ryan. Ryan, you're moving. How's everything going? That's great.
Sweaty.
You're feeling better, kind of tired, John.
A little bit.
Let's go. I'm Griff. This is Boss Barrel Radio, the internet radio show for BossBarrel.com. Thank you, everybody, at the midnight release for Halo Reach, who gave us interviews for our silly little questions that we posed to everybody. Everyone was great sports. Look to a future episode of Boss Barrel Radio that will feature all of those in some way or another. All right. So, let's talk about games, guys.
I don't really feel like it.
All right, get out of here. Get the F out of here. Don't make me restart this. I got the name right.
Games? Are you kidding me?
Oh, buddy.
Hey, so Halo Reach came out.
Is that a game?
Yep.
Oh. We can talk about that, I guess.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys talk about it? Talk about Halo Reach.
Halo Reach.
You're not going to talk about it with us?
No.
No? You have no interest
no,
in
Halo
about
Reach
it.
And go.
Yeah. Guns and Covenant and Spartans. Oh, my.
So we've all played a little bit of the campaign, so we can start on that, and then we can hear from Ryan rant about the multiplayer.
Multiplayer.
I suppose that makes sense to me, right?
Sure.
Right? Cool. Yes. So far, I think it's probably the best Halo I've played, and I've played all of them. I still really like 1, but this is going to be right up there with 1. In particular, I really like their new their soundtrack.
I concur. Yeah.
They got some like very rock kind of music that plays during.
You played all of them, right? And like you weren't aware of all the rock soundtracks that have been in them
I
before?
Don't really think those are rock sound. Like this is a different
like,
type of like
Squealing Steve Vai on the guitar.
I don't
two.
Remember those ever really being that like this.
Really? Oh.
I remember a lot
a
of
because
I
remember
a lot of drums.
Halo is to me is first person shooter with rocking like Gregorian chant and wicked shredding guitar.
Well, I don't know, Ryan. You're the like, do you remember those kinds of things?
No, I played 3. I mean, there was one part in the campaign for Halo 3. I'm only like a third of the way done, and I was like, holy crap, this is epic, just because the music got me like pretty pumped up.
But 3 still had a lot of that like monk chanting stuff too, though.
Yeah.
And I just think this has like, I don't know.
See, I don't
more
remember.
Pizzazz to it, except for their like their one basic cinematic they've been running since Reach was being talked about. I don't know. Besides that, I think I was wrong when I said that their graphics didn't look any more impressive than they did before. ODST fell under that umbrella, but this looks a little better. Aside from that blurring effect that we were talking about earlier,
yeah,
a little catch up the game has to run.
Yeah, that was just kind of odd.
Yeah, let's talk about negative things first.
Okay, negative.
We talked about how we like the soundtrack, and we'll sandwich it with negative things and then positive things after that.
Oh, the old good, bad, good routine.
Yeah, good cop, bad cop.
What good cop.
Good cop.
Can we make this a double decker? Like good, bad, good, bad, good.
No.
No.
What?
No.
Okay. So,
like a club?
I guess one of the things I don't
good, bad,
like,
club.
I'm going to exclude this from any talk of the other Spartans first, but I just don't feel like I give a crap about Noble 6 at all right now, because I'm tired of playing.
You're telling me you don't give a crap about yourself, John?
Yeah, that's what it.
Yeah.
I'm tired of playing games that like want to make me the dude.
Yeah.
Like I want to just play as the dude.
I want to play as a character, not as
I am not
faceless.
I am not an
slate.
Actor. I am not an actor. Like in this game
He's
does not
a name.
Noble.
Six.
Yeah, they call him Six. That's not a name.
I mean,
no
it's pretty deep.
No matter how hard, no matter how hard Blossom wants to tell you Six is a name, it is not.
Sometimes they call you Noble.
I mean,
yeah,
that's three whole letters that he's getting.
Sometimes they call you Lieutenant, and that's not really helpful either, because I feel like there's other lieutenants on that team. But it's also really weird, especially when the game keeps telling you that like I'm really close to being a corporal. This is very confusing to me.
Space ranking is totally different too.
Bizarre.
Reach ranking.
I like that he has some dialogue, but it's all very dry and unenthusiastic. And they paint him as being like this weird.
I would say dry and unenthusiastic is the theme of all Halo stories.
I don't know. I think their stories are fine. It's just the way that, like, you get through it is really dry. Kind of like a nice chicken sandwich that's been cooked a little too much.
I don't think any of the characters are worth talking about for, at this point in the story for me.
Right. I agree.
They're not characters. They're colored armor.
Yeah.
With weapons that characterize them. You're like, okay, so the big guy with the big gun, he's going to be, like, nice but imposing. And then the guy with the blue armor, he's Leonardo, and he's the leader of the Turtles.
Right.
And the chick, well, she's a chick and Russian, and so maybe she's doing sketchy things. The
green guy is good at sniping.
He's a sniper, and he's Asian, so he's quiet. And then
is he Asian? He sounds a little...
His name's June, dude.
I suppose that's true. He sounds just a little Hispanic to me.
And then Space Asian.
It's John.
Space Asian.
And then there's the dude who's like, has the skull on his thing.
Emil.
And it's like, all right, now that Emily. Guy, he's a mysterious badass who probably has a past. Those are the characters of this game.
Yeah. No, I know. As period. Like they have very little character so far.
They have as much character as Noble Six.
Fair. Fair.
Hopefully, I'm hoping to see that change by the end of this game. Because there is better than... I am much more intrigued in this Halo game than I have been in any of the other Halo.
Right. Like, while I agree that they have no flavor to them yet, it's just like they have more than...
Master Chief.
So...
And I was surprised when they took their helmets off. I was like, oh, they actually have a face behind there. And it's not just colored armor.
Yeah, so I've been reading a lot about Halo lore and Spartans and stuff in this past day. And here's my one, like, nerd flaw moment with Halo. So Spartans have this retina augmentation, which gives them partial night vision all the time.
Uh-huh.
So why do you have to toggle night vision on in your helmet?
Partial.
Yeah, but I don't get partial night vision at night. Like, I get human vision.
Hey, maybe you can toggle that on and off to save, like,
maybe if some kind of regular Spartan person wore battery. That helmet,
they would die. Toggle. No, they would die, dude. According to the lore, they would die.
Really?
Yep. Also, those helmets connecting to the back of their heads.
Really?
Sweet.
Yep.
Sweet.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Which helmet did you go with? Hockey mask helmet?
One. It's like
The Matrix.
Helmet default.
I went default blue.
Oh, okay.
And then I went default white.
I see. I went with the crazy one that has like a really low hanging chin that looks kind of like a hockey goalie mask.
I bought a shoulder pad and then looked at the other stuff and was like, all right, I'm good.
I bought a couple of things. I'm going to buy some.
I really want to buy the...
I hate how they're restricted.
Exploding though. Hearts for 300,000 credits. Every time you die, hearts and stuff.
I do not want to see that.
Just like fly out of you.
I mean, it's like kind of Team Fortress 2 mod sort of thing where, you know, you can do that the more you play and it kind of pairs up like Modern Warfare earned thingies, accoutrements as you progress through the game.
So does your modifications from the campaign transfer over into...
Yes, and vice versa.
Everything you do is all connected.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Interesting.
And
through the multiverse of Halo... You
something
are one person everywhere.
Pretty awesome.
Okay, does this transfer over? I don't know if you know this yet because like you gotta unlock it and then pay for it. But like you can change the voice of the Spartans.
Yes.
Can
I play as George when I'm playing the story and I still talk like George?
Yeah, that's what I'm wanting to know. Does George's like voice
it says only Firefly.
Okay.
In those descriptions.
Okay. I wasn't paying attention then. That'd be sweet though.
I still haven't met George yet though.
What do you mean you haven't met George?
His twin, Jorge.
Oh, his twin?
They jump in and out.
Okay.
When he takes his helmet off, that's Jorge. Helmet on, that's the stunt double George. Also his twin brother.
It would make more sense if they both stayed on the battlefield at the same time, but hey, if they want to.
I also got to say this. All right, John, you said his last name is George.
Yeah, I can't
remember. Spartans don't have last names.
I'm just saying, he's the only one that does actually... Like they,
what up
they
now?
Maybe
what?
They're gonna maybe. Continue with that story of him being a mom or
him being a mom.
Him being
yes,
a mom.
This is the Arnold Schwarzenegger
truly
movie.
No,
the origins of the Spartan
woman
program
actually being his mom, and you know he is some kind of different Spartan.
Maybe
he looked old, so he might be like
he has a mustache.
One of the first generation,
I feel like
people.
Yeah, sort of.
But yeah.
He's not a first generation Spartan.
Well, one of the oldest Spartans, maybe.
No, they're all dead, dude.
All dead.
John 117 is the only remaining Spartan too.
Who?
John 117, Master Chief. John 117. Yes.
The
MC.
The MC. Yeah. Oh man.
Ask me anything about Halo. Spartans.
I drifted a lot of reading.
I did today. A lot of reading today.
Where did you just online? Or you just
Halopedia?
Halopedia.
Nice. The official source for all of your Halo.
I learned a lot about Oni, and Project Trebuchet.
Oh yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Human augmentation. Flash clones.
UNSC is the United Nations Space Command, or something.
Didn't read that.
Okay. I don't know these things.
Cortana. I don't know these
things. But yeah, you know much more than I do about the Haloverse.
Master Chief has achieved the fastest land speed of any Spartan.
Oh.
Has he?
Yep. Then he tore his Achilles heel because he was running too fast. He was running at like 100 plus miles an hour.
This is serious?
Serious, dude. Like, as serious as Halo
happened
can be.
It happened in real life.
Oh, buddy.
There was somebody faster than him in training camp, but, you know.
MC beat him up, didn't he?
But they're all
put
dead.
Put the beat down.
They're dead. They're all dead.
Why were they better? Or these Reach Spartans, like...
Okay, so...
Quickly.
Spartan 1 is just augmented human soldiers, like, with injections. Like, recruit marines given, like... In their... However old they are, they're given, like...
Super soldier pills.
Yeah, super soldier serum to make them beefier. Spartan 2 is actually the Spartan program, where they're, like, cultivated from 6 years old, pulled out of orphanages, and then... trained, and then at 14 they're given this like implant process where 50% of them plus die, and that's what John Master Chief 117 is, and they all died in some mission that I forget the name of right now. Then they I want to say it's Battle of Onyx, maybe. Then there's Spartan 3, and Spartan 3 is the like mass-produced Spartans, which has had like three or four different 300 groups of 300 that have been pumped through it. The first group more or less all died except for a certain few people who I'm not going to say anything right now, but there are a certain few Spartan 3s class 1 alive, and then, you know, 2 and 3 down the line to 4.
It's the group out of Reach, isn't it?
Maybe. They're all combined into this noble group, and normal Spartan 3s don't have regular Mark 5 super Spartan armor. They just have like skimmed down semi-powered armor. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for the history.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. And, also, Reach is when the Battle of Reach. That's when that came to.
Battle of Reach is on Reach.
Halo Reach takes place on Reach, which is the last or the first human stronghold.
Everything's going to be okay at the end of this.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
The Death Star explodes, and that's the end of it.
We all go home.
Yep.
Yep.
No second movie.
John TIE Fighter flies back to Cortana, and he finds out they're sisters.
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
yep.
They're sisters.
That makes things awkward.
Yep. Not siblings. Just sisters.
They're sisters.
John 117 is...
No, Cortana and the Death Star are sisters.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
John and Cortana.
Yeah.
Now I got it.
They're both AI.
I see.
And, yeah.
Yep. Halo Reach 2, look out for Billy Dee Williams as...
Awesome.
Space Governor.
Sorry,
I kind of sidetracked it.
No, yeah, but like we were on the track of things we don't like, and I can't, like, so far, I don't know, I'm enjoying it, like...
I don't like the lack of a hard aim, but that's Halo.
Lack of
right,
a what?
Like focus aim, like being.
Oh, like an iron sight?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pisses me off.
But right. Yeah. Like I found myself throwing a few grenades by accident. Yep. Yep. I was like, damn it. Games.
Every other game anywhere has this button to focus aim.
Well, you know what? That's not their fault. They built these controls.
Yeah. I mean, that is one thing that is impressive about the Halo series. It's like they've kept these controls. Since the beginning,
they're not adhering to some other thing. I mean,
this floaty hop.
They've adapted some things that are kind of closer. I mean, like having that sprint augmentation that you can.
God, that's so nice.
It is nice because like I do remember times in like Halo 1 and 2 and 3 where I was just like, yep, I'm gonna go up this hill. If there was any way for me to go faster, this would be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can hitch a ride on a warthog or something.
Nope, you just got ran over.
Nope, just got ran over. But no, those augmentations are kind of cool.
Yeah.
What else do I like about this game?
The armor suit powers are really cool.
I do like some of their cutscenes are a lot more engaging than previous cutscenes.
The end of Mission 4 was badass.
Can't wait to get there.
It's going to be sweet for you.
Right on.
I'm exciting for that. I just, like, in particular, like, when I, like, I sent you that one text about, like, Halo being badass at some point, was that cutscene where those elites storm in and, like,
oh, the shaky cam one?
Yeah,
where
it's in first person and,
like the movie Doom moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Knocked down, yeah. And then, like,
when you thought you were going to get your ass kicked.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get shanked by that elite, and then Cat kicks the rifle back over to me, and like I was like,
I wanted to interact with that.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like
telling you, I was hitting buttons to try and punch elite in face.
So was I. I was like waiting for it to happen. I was.
And
like,
did you know elites are predators?
Predators.
Yeah.
You know, did you know that?
Do you know that the entire Halo story is pretty much alien predators story?
Is it?
I mean, right? The Flood is like aliens. Huh? Predators are like the Covenant.
Yeah.
Earth is like the Marines and Halos to fight the.
That's a pretty good observation.
Yeah, wow, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Did you read that today?
No, I was just thinking about that. It's like, that's the same thing.
Yeah. Interesting.
Elites can turn invisible.
Invisible.
They got lasers.
Lasers. Yeah. Humans have guns with numbers on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Game over, man.
Game over, man. Game over.
Is the Flood going to be in this game? No.
Mm.
See, here's my issue
the
with,
Flood doesn't show up until
with
Halo
the Halo series as a whole. I don't give an F about the Flood.
Nobody really does, because the Flood like washed out as an issue after
should.
2.
Spartans have insurance.
That's just the thing. Like when I would talk to people about Halo in the past, and they're like, yeah, but the Flood is in 3. Fight the Flood. It's like, what does that mean? Yeah, nice. Space zombies, cool.
My problem with with the whole series being called Halo though is because the Halo was this weapon to stop the Flood.
Uh-huh.
It couldn't kill the Flood; it just killed everything that was the source of the Flood's food supply. Like it's supposed to just destroy all sentient life on the planet it encompasses, and then. The Flood just dies because of it.
Okay, so they're like starved.
Yeah, they're starved to death, like zombies or something.
Okay.
But like at this point in the Halo world, like we haven't been on a Halo in a long time. Like
we're on Reach.
Right,
Reach
we're on Reach now. And
Reach
ODST,
for the Halo job.
ODST was on Earth and. Was it on
Earth?
Was it not Earth?
I didn't play it.
I
thought it was Earth.
Dude, I think it was on Earth.
It was
a city called.
The story of the fall of New Mombasa?
Yeah, I think.
That's Earth?
I thought that was Earth.
I think that was Earth.
I thought it was Reach.
Oh.
No.
Earth 2.
Because ODST takes place after Reach and before Halo 1. Really weird. And then... Yeah, I don't think you go onto a Halo in 3. I think you just go on a Halo in 1 and 2. I think that's it.
What?
Wasn't the end of 3? See, I never played 1 or 2, but the end of 3, weren't you on a big Halo, like driving around in a Warthog?
Oh,
driving around in a Halo?
Oh, maybe. Maybe, dude, I don't remember. That was a while ago.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I mean, you might be right. I'm not.
It was like exploding and.
Yeah, I remember like all that shit flying. Was that what you were on? You were on a Halo? Maybe? Maybe. I don't remember.
It's called Beyonce. She'll know.
Yeah, she will know. She plays games too.
So about the game Reach. Anything else you guys don't like?
I have something
Reach.
I like.
All right, what do you like?
The daily challenges. That's pretty sweet. Have you looked at those?
No.
No, but I know of them. I haven't
like,
looked at them yet.
I know nothing.
I played yesterday and completed some new challenges. I turned the game on today. All new challenges. Like
challenges like
it gives you the credits.
Shoot 50 dudes in the head in multiplayer
now,
and get points.
What
or you can do it. It's a campaign stuff
or,
too.
Yeah.
Like,
and what I don't really care for is, like,
I think that's a really cool way to keep multiplayer fresh on a daily basis, where it's not just like double points weekend.
I wonder how long it will be until we start seeing these same challenges recycled, though.
Well,
it's not that big a deal, though.
I only play on Tuesday nights because it's
Gutshot Wednesday.
Hammer, yeah, Gravity Hammer Fridays.
Yeah, Tuesday night is Gravity Hammer
Center
Friday.
Center of Mass Mondays.
Yeah. My only problem with those achievements. And maybe this is like because...
They're not achievements, though.
I'm sorry, challenges. Is because... Maybe because Lara Croft and Spider-Man so far have coddled me in this way. Is like, if I am starting to do something that is a challenge, it would be nice if I had a little thing that came up that like was tracking my progression.
Like Gears of War?
It does do that. Does it?
Yep.
Do I just not pay attention to things that come on my screen?
Even the daily challenges pop up like that.
Like, I was killing things with a Warthog, and it was like, Warthog tank or something. Challenge.
I wonder if everybody gets different challenges because I didn't have a Warthog challenge.
I was hitting things with a Warthog and something popped up and it was like, use it like a tank or something like that.
I figured
that was the challenges.
There's also the commendations, which are like a whole bunch of things. Like, shoot this many people, use this many weapons, drive-bys. Well,
so that's like static challenges.
Yes.
No, okay, so I'm not saying that like if I accomplish it, it should show it to me. I'm saying it should tell me that
as you're doing it,
as I'm doing it,
yeah.
Does
War.
It? Okay.
Yep.
Huh.
A little bottom of the right, it says like 3 of 10 aggressive. Today I was doing something. It was like be aggressively like ridiculously aggressive, and I was chasing a bunch of guys and killed like 3 of them, and it was like 3 of 10 super aggressiveness or something like that.
Oh yeah, no, I killed a bunch of grunts that way. Yeah. Yeah. I ran him down with a shotgun, and it gave me a little award for being really aggressive.
Yeah.
Huh. It was like Super Soldier or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I forget, but...
I must not be paying attention to things on the screen. I'm just like...
Yeah, maybe I can't find the cloaking device.
I'm focusing on... Just
maybe
aiming
the
down
resolution
those sights.
On your TV is off, and you
maybe
have like a
like,
foot of each size missing.
Yeah, maybe I need to adjust that. Maybe I'm like missing some things over here. That's why people keep sneaking up on me in that game. Fuck, dude.
What do you think of the instant melee kills?
I've only seen the one. I need to work on that. Like that.
The
it down.
Assassinations?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, assassinations.
Yeah. Pretty sweet. I've only seen two, like just repeated. But yeah.
I mean, that's new to Halo.
Yeah, it is new.
It is new. I'll give them that.
I think their animations are kind of
little.
What do you guys think of the new health system?
New health system?
I don't remember how the old one was.
Now you have your shield, right? Which you've always had, regenerating shield. But then your life has like certain levels of there's like little blocks in it.
I know what it is now. What was the old way?
I think it was just like you have like 4 boxes. And, well, Halo 1, you had to pick up health packs. Mm-hmm. Halo 2... you never had your health would fill up in block style, wasn't that the case? Like if you had, you'd have 4 blocks.
I think in Halo 2 and 3, it was similar to what's going on now. Just
you had just like 4 or 5 blocks that would only fill up a certain portion. And this way, like if you're at the top of it, the rest of it all fill in. If you're getting towards the bottom, you'll stay.
Yeah,
it just seems to be more spread out. Like it's more. Generous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of health packs around too.
Yeah.
I've started to notice that if I look around for them, there are plenty of them there. I do remember though, and again, I could be wrong because this is a long ass time ago. I remember previous Halos being though like that I didn't have to look directly at the health pack to pick it up. I could just walk into it. And I find that to be a minor aggravation. Because in this game I'm like,
No, I don't want to switch weapons that's right in front of the health pack. I want to pick up the damn health pack.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, can I just, like, the thing on the wall, can I just take that? Damn it.
Or
do I shoot it?
I guess I needed to reload that one extra bullet.
Yeah, whatever. Like, Or there was a time when I was trying to hijack a ghost, and there happened to be a plasma pistol right where I was running to jack the ghost, and it picked up the pistol, and I was like, damn it! Do not want that, and that does not help me in this situation. And then I finally, like, did you guys ever try to jack one of the Wraith tanks?
I haven't tried to hijack it.
I do not remember that being so explosive. Like,
I don't.
Try jacking a Wraith tank, like, jump on it and start punching it until it explodes. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah,
it seems like punching a tank doesn't seem too effective.
It is very effective. Apparently, a Noble Six is very apt at punching straight through a tank.
Yeah,
it must just be made out of plastic, because he just punches.
Race, sorry, actually, yeah.
Yeah, just it's just
if you got if you did that pickup, you picked up that codec, you'd realize that yeah, it's all plastic.
All plastic. Very very just very very thin an aluminum fiber
plastic hybrid
very thin fiberglass
aluminum plast
yes
yeah because that was the time I did that was when you're supposed to shoot down those things with that that like homing the Hammer of Dawn thing and I missed with the one shot and then I killed the other one with the second shot and then and the next one I was just like screw it and I sprinted straight at it and jumped on it and just punched it until it exploded. That's how you defeat
I would not
a tank.
Have, see, the, what I'm playing on, I would not even have a chance to do that.
Right. I mean, definitely. Like, in Legendary mode, I'm sure you can't Rambo as much as you would like.
No. No Ramboing tanks. Pretty sure that's a no-no.
Well, you don't just, like, full-on sprint it. You gotta serpentine a little bit, but you get there. What are the pinkish-purplish things called? They have, like, a little mini cannon, like a howitzer on them, and they are two-seater. They're like the warthog
no idea.
Variant Ghost, of...
Wraith, Banshee.
Yeah, no. Banshee's the big flying thing, right? And then
Scorpion. No, Scorpion's a tank.
Scorpion's a tank.
Spectre.
Maybe it is a Spectre.
Is that a thing?
I think it is.
Okay.
Could be a Spectre.
I don't know, man.
Sure, let's go with it. Mongoose is the sweet Spectre. ATV. Sure, calling it a Spectre. It calling is. It.
We're going with that. Sure. So he's a government official.
Yeah.
Spectre.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. So far, I am enjoying the game.
Yeah, I'm definitely enjoying it. Hey, it's a Halo game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember playing Halo games? Because if you don't, it's a Halo game. It's a lot of area to move around in combat, mm-hmm. and there's lots of weapons and lots of different ways to like tackle each fight.
And jumping.
And
sweet
jumping
space
works.
Jumping.
And yeah. jumping doesn't dodge any melee attacks.
No. And crouching is hard. There's no way to just permanently crouch. You right. have to.
Can you not remap that? Can you
I don't
go?
Know. I don't think so.
I really, really want to do that. I really want to go into the options and just say, hey, can I just push this button and hide behind cover? Because
you must hold
holding
that
stick. Down and like walking like
so
that is so
this
rough.
Is Bungie's last Halo game, right?
Yep.
Infinity Ward's going to take over from there.
Sweet.
I am ready for something else because this game feels... dated in a way that's like acceptable. It's like, okay, all the games have been like this, so why should this one be completely different?
This one has just so much like so many options.
Yeah,
like ridiculous, like what do you want to do? Because okay, now we can do it this way or this way or this way or this way.
We can go left, right, or straight.
Oh.
I'm talking about like just modes of play. There's probably 20 or 25 modes of play, and I haven't even touched any of, or half of them.
Yeah. Like, do you want to talk a bit about multiplayer stuff?
Yeah. Oh, sure. I mean, there's just ridiculous amounts of modes to play. My favorite being so far the Headhunter game, which is basically you shoot someone, you kill them, and their head pops out in a flaming skull. So you have to go collect that skull and get it back to a designated area. But if you don't get that skull back to a designated area and somebody else kills you, then you lose the skull you collected and your own. So then they can go ahead and pick up two skulls. And, you know, so you could potentially get a lot of skulls collected. But if you have a skull, there's a little marker over your head, a counter saying you have this many skulls. So the other people are gunning for you.
Huh.
Then there's like Team SWAT, which is no shields and headshots only. And that's... difficult. You gotta be a sharp shooter. Gotta have some dead aim for that one. There's big team battle, which is like 8-on-8 ridiculous sniping and just lots of mayhem going on. And
so you feel like it's gonna be more people playing different things in this shop, not just gonna be like Team Slayer.
Yeah, exactly. And when you play multiplayer, there's four options that come up. This on this map, this on this map, this on this map, or none of the above, and you get another set of options, and it's a voting system for what everybody wants to play.
Oh, voting system, great.
Yes. Democracy.
So just Team Slayer all the time.
No. So, Team SWAT, which sucks.
Huh.
Everybody likes headshots only with no shields. I don't know why.
Is that... do you, I would just speculate that's because that's the fastest way to get experience, like cash.
Space credits.
I don't know why. People just really like having a sniper rifle. I don't know why. And where else was I going? And also, there's the arena, which is the Team Slayer you're talking about. The arena, if you go in that, that's where the hardcore of the hardcore go to play. It's like the clans of Halo 3 and Halo 2 who want to just play Team Slayer, like, and are ridiculously good. That's just the arena. And then there's the firefight mode, which is, you know, you guys know about that one. It's strictly just hordes of enemies coming at you, or you can pick to defend three separate areas, or you can you have to go activate things and do, there's so many modes I haven't even touched on yet. And then there's just the competitive multiplayer, which also has 25 different modes. So, I mean, I have not even touched all of them.
And co-op campaign.
And co-op campaign. And which is nice because everything goes towards your same character for the credits and for your armor that you want to unlock and your colors and whatnot.
Weird.
Cool.
Yeah. So if you like multiplayer, yeah, it's a good game.
It's pretty sweet.
I do think you guys should check out the firefight mode. I mean, I think you would appreciate that.
Yeah, I may yet check that out.
I have played similar variants of that in previous games. It was okay.
Yeah. It's a lot different than anything else I've played. Like, just because the options you have to play.
But, sweet, yeah, dude.
I could keep going, but I mean, it's just...
There's a lot of options. Stuff.
Yeah.
We only have so much time in the show. Yeah.
So check it out. I mean, basically, there's a pretty good campaign. You've got lots of customization. Then you've got compelling multiplayer. Sounds pretty decent.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm liking it better than I've liked a Halo game.
Yeah,
before.
Me too.
It's
yeah.
really bringing me back into it.
I'm not a Halo fan, actually, but I like playing it.
Yep. I could care less about the Halo series, and I'm very interested in this game.
Yeah.
I just really want to see what happens to Jorge.
Yeah. Yep. And George.
See how his mom's doing.
See how mom is.
Yes.
Okay, what else have you guys been playing besides Halo Reach? Reach for the stars.
Been playing Move the Apartment.
Okay. I've played that game before.
It's a downloadable on Xbox Live for about 700
Is it like Diner Dash?
Somewhat. Yeah. It's a block moving game.
Ooh.
And you only get one life.
Yeah. Sucks, man. You paid for that?
Yeah, pretty expensive stuff.
Jeez.
700 a month.
So you've just been busy with moving stuff lately?
Yeah, packing, moving, Halo. That's my life.
How about you, John?
I finished Spider-Man. Review is up after that.
We all watched
Christmas Spider-Man. Any surprising boss guys?
I really don't like the fact that X-Men cross over into that.
Who?
Deadpool and...
He's not an X-Men.
Yeah, Deadpool was Spider-Man.
Is he?
I'm fairly certain he
Deadpool
was a Spider-Man.
Deadpool was Deadpool.
Yeah. Well, he then had his own comic spinoff, right?
Yeah.
But I think he was originally created as a Spider-Man character, wasn't isn't that
right? No, he was...
Then why did X-Men he show up all over the X-Men thing?
What?
I don't know.
I thought he was part of the...
anyone knows,
X,
email.
Like,
tell
part
me.
Of this Weapon X thing.
I don't want to look
Deadpool
on the internet.
Deadpool origin. Where did he come from?
Not Deadpool origins in the story, but like in the real life side of it.
Yes, the real life Deadpool.
Yeah, the real life Deadpool. Where was he first created? In the Spider-Man comic book or X-Men comic book? Or where did the character
Moon
Deadpool?
Knight.
Or Moon Knight. My favorite.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The new Avengers.
But what was the other X-Men you were talking about?
Juggernaut.
Don't say it.
What?
Don't say it.
I don't think
I wasn't gonna say it.
Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it because I think it's.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know if Ryan watches enough YouTube.
I think he probably does know what we're talking about.
Maybe we'll ask him off air.
Start with I'm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, it does. The fact that was
with bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Anyway, That's I'm enough about that. Yep.
Yeah. I was really hoping it was going to be Rhino, but it wasn't, which is aggravating. And then the Mysterio fight is not... Yo, do you remember the fight against Scarecrow?
Nope.
In Batman?
Yes.
Yeah.
The platforming?
Rip off.
Really?
Huh.
Noir, like, you have to do a quick thing as each of the Spider-Man. And Noir's is the Scarecrow thing from Batman.
Yeah, I've heard certain comparisons drawn to Noir and Batman Arkham Asylum.
It's the same thing. It's practically the same thing. Really kind of aggravating. But it is the better portion of that Spider-Man game. And
can't blame him.
I was close to giving that game 4 stars until I finished the third act, and that game froze and had just huge glaring issues towards the end of that game.
Massive bugs.
Right. Yeah. Things glitching out and problems. And
like, so they polished the first few levels?
Apparently.
They were like, well, no one's probably going to make it past here.
Well, if they make it to this part, they're probably going to keep going anyway.
Right. I mean, the game is fine. If you really like you some Spider-Man and you like to see like how these universes can tie together, then it's fine.
I saw you play, and I pretty much was content with watching you play that one level.
Same here.
Yeah. I mean, it's what it is.
Saved me $60.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Definitely. That game is not worth $60. That game is worth like a weekend rent.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Worth $6.
$20, $30.
Accidental late fee, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Anything else, John?
I feel like there was something else, but I don't really think so.
All right. I played more of Sam & Max, the Devil's Toy Box series.
Oh, yeah? Oh, is that the Devil's Toy Box? Or
yeah, season 3. I forgot what it was called.
It's not like, God, there's not like some space thing?
Space Ape? Skunkape?
No.
First episode is the Penal Zone. Second episode, which I finished this last week, which is the Tomb of Samun Max.
Okay.
And then I just started playing They Stole Max's Brain.
Okay.
They're really good.
Are you getting it back?
Should I be like...
I'm getting it back.
Should I be like looking for these games? Like,
I think you should. And I think you should try them out on console.
That's what I'm...
Because I think it would be just as good on console as it is on PC.
I'm trying... Like, the more I hear about these new occurrences of the game, like, the more I kind of want to go back and play them from the beginning, but I don't remember...
I don't think you need to, because I have never played a Sam & Max game before.
Can I just jump in anywhere?
I know next to nothing about Sam & Max.
And is that the dog and the guy?
The dog and the rabbit thing.
The rabbit thing.
All right.
Yeah, McGruff and...
McGruff the crime dog and the hyperactive Trix rabbit.
Yeah.
Or the midget Trix rabbit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's really good. And as the thing I was kind of interested in was how each one of these episodes would be different. Because after playing the first one, the Penal Zone, I was completely content with just doing that same thing again, different puzzles. Like, mm-hmm. basic-ass adventure game. It's like, point and click here, use this on this, combine items, use these powers you have to do this thing, and solve the puzzle, yay. But Tomb of Samun Max is totally different. Well, not totally different. It does enough things different to keep it sort of a fresh thing. So, like, in the first game, it's just completely linear. Second game, you get three different... You get the first third, the middle third, and the last third of the game in a movie reel. So you can choose and flip between each one of the movie reels to accomplish certain things at certain different times. So if you finish something in the past, you're like, oh, that's how I did that in the future.
Mm.
And then you go back in time into the beginning of that story, and you're like, okay, now I know that, so I can do this.
Stop. And that would be sick.
Yeah, it's really cool. And,
when does Marty McFly show up?
He's coming, man. Back to the Future game happening, but
that's true.
Then the third
Back
one
to the future,
They Stole Max's Brain, so you're just playing as Sam, which I was like, how do they do this since every puzzle is based primarily on Max's like telekinetic powers? So what you're doing is you're just interrogating people, like it's just dialogue trees. And
wait, so which one's
the dog is Sam?
Okay,
and
okay,
it's he's awesome telekinetic because he gets pissed. And, like, he loses his hat and his jacket, and he's just wearing, like, the rolled-up cop shirt with, like, the awesome. Saddle holster. and just looks like stereotypical. Tie. Yeah, he has a tie, and he just interrogates everybody by telling him, like, tell me what you know, and he slaps him in the face. You interrogate a rat, and you just, like, flick it in the nose.
Oh, awesome.
It's really funny, and it's just keeping it fresh and keeping me want to keep or continue to go through all the Devil's Toy Chest, Toy Box games.
They have Sam and Max on XBLA or PSN?
I know it's one of the two.
They do have XBLA. It's either that or Wallace and Gromit.
Or both. Okay. I think it's PSN as well.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah. If you have a computer...
Or they have Sam, no Max.
Is it just as easy to play that on the computer? Is it all point-and-click stuff?
It's all point-and-click, and I would suggest it on the computer because you can probably get it discounted on Steam.
Fair. But then I got to create a Steam account.
Why don't you have a Steam account?
I don't know, dude.
I bought...
Sounds like a lot of red tape.
I bought but didn't play a Steam game. I bought Warhammer Blood Bowl.
Oh?
The Warhammer Orcs versus Humans football-esque game.
Wow, I didn't know you had an interest
in football.
You should
be playing
that
right now.
It was $7.
Oh, okay, so fair enough.
It was marked down 70%.
Great.
Yep.
Great. Great.
I got that.
You got it. All right.
Almost done with Mario World, and then you gave me a Game Genie.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Super Nintendo?
I gave him a Game Genie, a Wolverine game, NBA 2K. Wow.
Did it come with the Game Genie book?
NBA Live 95. Ooh, I have a really hard time. I wanted to say 2005.
1.9K, dude.
1.95.
1.95K?
No, point was that,
Jay? 1995?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
2K.
Okay.
Wow, math. What else did I get? Like some Mickey Mouse game in there, too?
Yeah,
the
I
best
played
part,
that Mickey Mouse game, too, before when I was younger.
The best part is the Game Genie with the book.
Yep, and the Super Scope.
The Super Scope infrared
sensor
yeah. And the Super Scope.
Hey, remember when Nintendo made terrible peripherals?
Yeah.
Weird.
Wait. Do you remember?
The time is always.
Yeah. Do you remember that still happened?
Yeah.
Do you remember the Wii Zapper?
Do I remember it? I see it still because it's still a thing.
You mean the piece of plastic to put your Wii remote in?
Yeah. Yeah, I always compare
works as a hand.
I always
do you remember the power pad? Like,
oh, yeah.
When has any
remember
peripheral
the power glove?
Yeah, definitely, man. Like,
everybody
when has it, the sweaty, horrible.
The only time the power glove worked was in that movie.
Yeah, Wizard.
Yeah, Wizard.
I think that's all I've been playing. I think.
Thanks.
That's all that's worth talking about, I guess.
Okay. I've been playing more Bookworm.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Some Bee Worm.
Bee Worm.
You remember what else besides Bookworm? Got anything else, John?
No. Got the girlfriend excited to play Heavy Rain.
That's cool.
It's an exciting endeavor.
Oh, yeah, my girlfriend played Limbo.
Oh, that's right.
Really?
Yep.
Whoa.
Finished?
Through the demo.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Downloaded the demo and she played it and she was pretty excited.
Huh.
Yep.
That's cool.
She thought it was cute.
I'm trying to imagine.
And then she stepped in a bear trap.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine her doing that. Like, really hard trying to imagine
her doing that.
Huh.
You know, that she can do the old video game controller deal.
Well, she was talking a lot about how she liked Peggle. I've been playing a lot of Peggle with Jen and Hunter.
I played a little bit of Peggle, too.
I popped in Peggle and Geometry Wars I played,
ooh,
too.
One or two?
One.
Still good, but
still
not,
good, but
not
you
good
played
too.
Geo Wars 2 and... There's a completely different experience behind
that's
that
right,
door.
Yeah.
It is so good, so but so good. Bad.
It's not bad. It's all good.
It's not good for you because you start Geo Wars and then you tell yourself you're going to stop and then 4 hours later you're like, why the fuck am I still doing this?
Just one more game.
Yeah, exactly. Just
so
one more game turns into 12
triangles.
More games. Oh, man.
That happened.
Bleeding triangles.
Yep. Green,
I don't think
neon
triangles
green
there.
Triangles were dripping from my eye sockets.
Gross, dude.
I don't think there's triangles in that game. I think there's diamonds and squares and...
Heart stars and rainbows.
Yeah.
And snakes.
And magical balloons.
You want to do news?
Yeah.
Yeah.
News!
News. Oh boy.
We got some news, motherfucker.
Yep.
Brian is making a commanding comeback.
Okay. What do we got on news? Oh yeah, Tokyo Game Show is happening right now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Good.
I wish
I've been waiting for that.
Yeah.
I wish I was in Tokyo in a game show or both.
Yeah. Wipeout. So speaking of Tokyo Game Show, Capcom had their press conference.
Hooray.
And they announced a few games.
Lost Planet 3?
No Lost Planet 3, but a new Devil May Cry game.
Yes, finally.
It's called DMC. It's not necessarily...
Is it a music game?
No, and neither is there running.
I'm DMC for the evening.
I don't know.
Wow.
DMC? I don't know where...
That's tricky. That's
I don't know where Brian gets his material.
Yeah, Devil May Cry. Maybe. I mean, John, you watched the trailer.
I watched the trailer.
It's on our site. It's on Lost Barrel.
It looks ridiculously
Devil May Cry. Is it Dante or Nero?
It's Dante.
It might be Dante. I mean, speculation. All right, so this is getting into the world of crazy right now, but...
Well, yeah, okay.
And now, this is I'm trying to bounce this off you, John,
okay,
since
sure.
you
Go
know more about Devil
I've
May Cry.
Played, ask me anything about Devil May Cry.
It's supposed to be Dante. In the video, he says, you know, my name is Dante,
my
right?
My name is Dante,
and he looks like a younger, angstier...
Yeah, he looks like a 15, 16-year-old.
Yeah, he's really gangly.
Yeah, he's really that
awkward,
like, puberty stage
yeah.
with his short black haircut.
Yep.
He wears, like, a sweet red...
Ultra V-neck.
Yeah, duster thing.
Anyway... and they're also releasing
the
pictures of him like holding a police mugshot placard thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just going on a limb here and saying, what if it's not Dante?
I mean,
the video hasn't been like a psych like thing, like a mental like conditioning thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Asking him what his name is. So maybe he's not Dante and they're like trying to turn somebody into Dante.
Could be.
Didn't Dante have a brother?
Yeah.
Virgil.
What if?
Yeah, Virgil. Nalo
just
Angelo.
Like, what if something's there?
No, they covered that.
Super
yeah,
Soldier.
Virgil.
They covered that in 4.
Okay.
In 3.
Oh, you play a lot of Devil
no.
May Cry as well, right?
Well,
all of
did
them.
You,
okay.
Wait, no, I mean.
Yeah, Devil May Cry 3 is where you fight Virgil the like whole game. Like, there's 4 boss fights with him.
Right, but. Okay, right, yes, but that doesn't, they cover what happens to Virgil in Devil May Cry 4, because Virgil possesses the arm of Nero, which is some mad Hideo Kojima stuff.
This is true.
Right, and Griff's passed out, so
anyway, new Devil May Cry. It looks like a young Dante, and maybe there's more.
Because
it's just a teaser trailer that's out right now.
Right, it's really rough. Yeah,
does he have a big
it's not rough,
rebellion
it's just,
sword?
It looks really good. It's all CG.
I
mean,
it looks like some mad Devil May Cry stuff, but it's rough to speculate what
yeah.
it could all be about.
He has a thing that
so
could be
it
a
could
sword.
Be a music game.
It could definitely be a music game.
Right, it could just be a rhythm game. You're just pushing buttons.
It's also
to their
by
awesome...
it's also not being done by Capcom in-house. It's by
Ninja Theory.
Yeah.
Same dude that brought you that amazing game called Heavenly Sword and recently enslaved Odyssey to the West.
Word. Yep.
Banging.
The other game they announced is a hot collabo with another company. Called Asura's Wrath, PS3.
Oh. Is that the Tila Tequila game?
I have no idea, man. I don't even get that. there's a lot of yelling. I'll put the video up, but dude, it's weird in a really
okay.
sweet way.
In like a Phoenix Wright kind of yelling way, or
it's like it's very God of War.
Oh.
Very lots of dudes to kill and push and. But then it's also mad Japanese, like, this giant space Buddha is gonna crush main character dude with a finger that's, like, burning through the atmosphere. And then something happens, and the screen goes black, and then his eyes explode open, and he yells again. So, it's a great trailer that doesn't say anything, but you're like, awesome?
So,
you see it?
Yeah. So is it kind of like the counter offer to Bayonetta? Like, just preposterous things?
Yeah, but it seems like preposterous not for purely the sake of preposterousness. Oh, okay. Just like Bayonetta preposterously was. Cool.
Okay,
but not.
I'll watch it.
Probably not as self-aware as Bayonetta was.
Okay.
The other thing is the Suda 51 Grasshopper Industry Capcom game. What is it called here? It is a game. Let me check this. It is called. Sorry. Get this in post. Checking the internet. It is called Grasshopper Manufacturer's game with Capcom. It's called Shadows of the Damned. That trailer looks rough. You watch a trailer of that and it's like, looks hey.
Gritty? Like aggravating gritty?
Like, or that looks like.
Barely even a game yet?
No, it looks like a game, but it's like, that looks like a Suda 51 game that there's a lot of layers missing on the polished side.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's probably cool. Like, watching the trailer, it seems kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can find it, I'll put that one up. But that one's less concerning for me because it's not that great.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else coming out of the good old Tokyo game
show? That's the three big ones right now.
Cool.
There's this other game that's been announced that's already a game, kind of. It's Dead Rising 2. Case West, which is going to be an epilogue to the game where you play as Frank West trying to clear Chuck Green's name.
And this will come
for the events of Fortune City.
Is this another $5 downloadable?
No idea, man. No idea. It's been announced by Joystick at, I mean, that's something that was said at the Capcom press conference at TGS, so. More information to be hitting the internet soon. No price, no date. You know,
but more zombie pictures.
Yeah, hopefully. Awesome.
Yeah. Sight.
Yeah. That covers most of TGS right now. What else we got here? Ninja Gaiden 3.
Sweet.
Is going to be coming out from Team Ninja, despite Itagaki's departure.
Excited. This guy.
That's yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if anybody would play that game, I think you could play it.
Yeah.
Because that game's really hard.
Yep. Ridiculous.
Uh-huh. No date, so, you know, or platforms. That's it. Probably next year. We've got Valkyria Chronicles 3 coming to PSP in Japan.
Oh, wow.
So great.
Ooh, I'll be another going to Japan
Valkyria
real quick.
Chronicles PSP game.
Now it seems like they're phoning it in.
I don't know if that's a good thing, man. Like, from what I've just been glancing at, reviews for Valkyria Chronicles 2 on PSP have been mostly positive.
Yeah, but it's like now you're churning out another one that really quickly.
I don't, I mean... I'm just saying, man, I wish it would be back on the console again.
No, I completely agree with that. Because I like Valkyria Chronicles.
What else do we have here? So, there's some news about Fallout, if you're interested.
Oh, right.
Yeah, all the companions have been announced.
Most of them.
With, like, their description. I can probably just cut and paste this up and put it on our site so you can read through them all. Yeah, so did you didn't play Fallout 3, right?
I did.
You played all, you get some like dude to follow you around and not really be responsive or helpful by any means.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to have that again, but supposedly the AI has been done a lot better and they're like listening to people talk about the game. They said that the companion AI is actually effective and they do stuff and they have special perks associated with them.
Get in your way.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you gotta get dog meat. He's the only one that's worthwhile in that game.
Speaking of dog thing, that's the only thing worthwhile. So just bringing this up here. Robot dog
Robot Dog.
Rex the Robot Dog. His full name is Cyberhound Mark III Leo Support Model, serial number B955883.
Awesome.
He is 209 years old. There is more information about this robot dog, but dude, yes. Like, what did Fallout 3 miss?
Robot pets. Dogs, yep. And or cats.
I mean, we've got those in our day and age, right? Yeah.
I'm just going to read this quick here, because this is... I can't... Right, so the description for Rex is... Rex is a cybernetic dog that has been around since pre-war times. He was used by the Denver Police Department and Caesar's Legion before being mostly blown up during the Battle of Hoover Dam. Since then, he's been the loyal pet of the King of the King in the... in Freeside, or the Kings in Freeside, capable of sniffing out loot and taking a large amount of punishment. He only has one big problem. His brain is starting to deteriorate.
After 209 years, I mean,
that
happened.
That picture of that dog and that description is enough to make me totally pumped for Fallout New Vegas.
Totally need to post those on the site. And yeah. Worth looking at.
I want like, the HK-47, like, trash-talking sidekick that hates humans and this dog.
You want him to be...
I want him to talk.
You want him to be Max from Sam and Max?
I think people. Max is too, like, witty and interesting, too. I want a goofy, like, really pissed off, like, dog, robot dog that's seen a lot. Yeah. Okay. Like,
you're a hard veteran. You want him to smoke cigarettes?
Maybe. I want him to just talk about whiskey. The good old days.
Have some whiskey.
Oh, man.
Talk about, you know, dog segregation or something like that. Like, that's what I want out of that character.
He didn't get his pension.
Back when I had all four legs.
All they gave me was this damn robot skeleton.
And taught me how to talk.
Yeah,
you think he'll be able to talk if he's a robot dog?
I really want it.
One can really hope.
Really want it.
Because all you could do with dog meat is before was just assume his barks meant something.
I, by that statement where they say his brain is starting to deteriorate, I can only hope that that means he will have some spoken dialogue.
Yeah, right. That he's got some kind of weird, like, goofy responses.
Yeah. So we got a little last little thing. Well, almost last little thing. Square Enix joins up with Ankama. Just go over this quickly because I don't really think it's that terribly important. But Ankama is a video game developer. They made MMOs free to play. The game that they're releasing with Square Enix is called Wakfu. W-A-K-F-U. Wakfu.
Wakfu?
Yep.
Come on, get going.
Previous games.
It's a sequel to 50 Cent.
It's a sequel to Shaq Fu. The previous game has a really weird name. It's like Doofus or something. Dofus. Yeah. So it looks a lot like Ragnarok, sort of cartoony Korean anime goofiness. That's all I'm going to talk about.
Wakfu.
Wakfu. Dead Space 2 is going to have multiplayer. And it's going to be a lot like Left 4 Dead.
Really?
Yep. You've got Engineer Isaacs with guns.
Different Isaacs.
Yeah. And then you've got the Necromorphs, which you can choose their class.
Can you be Fat Necromorph?
Like one that were to make loud noises.
And fart and burp on you?
I think it's going to stick mostly within like the already established
Necromorphs. Like the regenerators and the...
And the baby heads.
The babies. And just the generic.
What about the big ones? Bull things?
Yeah.
The big...
Those big cow-like...
Yeah, ones. If I were to take a guess, and if they are in fact cribbing off Left 4 Dead, much like they did every other game with Left 4 Dead 1,
yeah.
Someone will earn the right to be the big heavy tank. Thing. Yes, yeah, the big heavy tank-like creature.
With no legs and two arms.
Yeah. Yep. So, it looks cool, and it's on PlayStation 3, so PlayStation 3 owners don't have Left 4 Dead, so
yeah,
that's cool.
That's true.
I mean,
it's something, I guess.
I'm interested in it.
When is that game coming out?
March of next year.
March 11. marked
25th of January.
Oh no, that might be more accurate.
You lie, John.
That might be more accurate. There was a March
all
date.
All this March talk.
There was a March day at one point.
Yeah, so here's the list of your things called the one is called the pack, one is called the lurker, one is called the spitter, and there's the newly introduced as they say, the newly famous puker.
Played it.
Yep.
Well, the spitter and the puker would have been the same thing, wouldn't it?
What?
In like if we're
what comparing... about the one with a really long tongue?
Maybe that's the spitter.
Yeah,
I think it's spit the tongue.
I don't know, man. Like I don't care for Left 4 Dead.
I played that in Singularity too. So.
Or I don't care for either of those games, Dead Space or Left 4 Dead. So.
Huh.
Cool, but.
Yeah.
Yo,
I doubt I'll play it.
Dead Space copied a bunch of games. In a good way.
We're so original, we're going to redefine the genre.
I'm sure that Dead Space 2 will take more ideas and make good on them.
Meh.
I'm being positive.
Yeah,
I was surprised with Dead Space.
I liked it just fine. I only really care about the campaign for that game. I really don't have an interest.
You didn't play
in
the multiplayer in Dead Space 1?
No, I'm saying I really only have a care for the campaign for Dead Space 2. Like, them adding multiplayer does not make me any more excited about Dead Space 2.
Yeah.
Or any more excited about the fact that there's multiplayer in it.
That's it for news. I can talk briefly about Diablo's health system, because I wasn't announced if...
Is there going to be potions?
No.
No potions?
Yes, but no.
There's going to be bars.
There's not going to be bars, there's jugs. Spherical...
Yeah,
like there's always been.
Like, yes.
But you won't be able to just stock up a bunch of pots and click them really fast to refill your health or mana. There's cooldowns on potions and on health spells. Yeah, so how they get around that is when you kill dudes, and I swear they already said that at BlizzCon last year, but when you kill dudes, health orbs pop out of them, and that refills your health.
Like God of War or like other hack and slash games.
What about mana orbs?
Yeah, I don't know about mana orbs. That's a good question that wasn't said specifically.
You gotta have that mana replenished.
But they said they're doing it in an effort to create more strategic boss fights where you're going to be like whittling down the big bad boss, and then you run away to get health and murder some of his little henchmen, and then go
like
back.
Like they've done in a lot of boss fight games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of having 5,000 potions in your inventory and just clicking on it.
I mean, I think it's cool because it's new for Diablo and it's new for point and click, but...
I'm pretty sure Blizzard knows what they're doing, so I'm not going to...
You know, I think it's going to be interesting and create for more approachable Diablo.
Right, yeah. That much is fair, yeah.
Yep.
Health.
Are we ready to go into release?
Let's release some releases.
Right on. So what is coming out this week on the week of September 14th?
Yeah.
13th, 14th, 15th,
16th,
17th?
Came out.
You're referring to Scooby-Doo and the Spooky Swamps.
Yes. Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
For Nintendo DS, Wii, PS2. That's it. I've got Gladiator Begins for PS2, or PSP, excuse me, Swords for the Wii,
Swords,
Patrician 4,
Patrician?
Patrician.
That's, what, 4. Read about that game.
I got nothing. PC, nice, we've got Yu-Gi-Oh! 5D's Dual Transfer for Wii. Yeah.
We finally made it to 5Ds.
We've got Intellivision Lives, Nintendo DS. Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds has been a different, like, universe of Yu-Gi-Oh!
There's, like, 4 5Ds now.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Halo Reach for 360 is out.
Oh?
Yeah.
Is that coming out for PS3?
No, okay, but no, it's not. Oh. It's not. It's just Xbox.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are they ever going to do that for PC?
That's a good question.
You know, Microsoft owns a decent amount of those things.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I don't know if ODST ever made it. PC.
Does Microsoft own Halo, or does Bungie? Like, does Bungie own the first, like, three Halos?
No, Microsoft owns Halo.
Yep.
I was going to say, that'd be funny if now that Bungie's not creating them anymore, they bring it to PS3.
Well, that's, no, that's why in their signing with Activision, they wanted exclusivity rights to whatever they create.
Right.
Again, but, I mean, to Griff's point when we talked about that, like, not that it does them much good because they signed a 10-year agreement, so whatever they create 2 years from now, 8 years later, may not be created. But, I mean, you know, Halo's lasted for almost a decade.
Mm. So, besides that, we've got Lord of the Rings, Aragorn's Quest for Wii, PS2, PSP, Nintendo DS, Gromiti, The Lords of Nature.
Well, that one's a good one.
For Wii and DS.
I actually have people asking about that for
some reason. Legends of the Guardians, The Elves of Gahul. For Wii, PS3, Xbox 360, and Nintendo DS. I swear we had this last week.
No, I think you pointed that out, and then like had to backtrack on it.
Truth or Lies for Wii, Xbox 360, and PS3. Cabela's North American Adventures.
Love me some hunting.
So, insert your Halo Reach co-announcement joke or release date here.
I was asking everybody yesterday if they wanted to pick up Cabela's.
Yep, as you should.
Nobody
came for Cabela.
Everybody looked at me like they were very like confused and upset.
Phantasy Star 2 Portable, PSP. Space Invaders Infinity Gene, PS3, and 360. Flight Control HD for PS3. Sonic Adventures, downloadable now on Xbox 360, yeah. Live Marketplace.
Sweet!
House MD for Nintendo DS. Ferrari The Race Experience for PS3. It's only getting better.
Oh my god.
Worms 2 Armageddon.
Yes. Wait, is that PSN?
That's for PS3, yeah. Brunswick Pro Bowling, PS3.
These probably are all coming out this week?
Yep.
It's a good week.
Now, this, hold on to your butts, because Horse Life Adventures.
Yes!
For Nintendo DS and the Wii.
Screw Halo Reach.
I'm done. Yep. Returning it.
Sunday.
What do you think I can get?
And then we have some special little device coming out next week.
Do we?
Move?
Oh, yeah, that's September right. Move 19. Comes out on... No, that is incorrect.
I'm moving now.
September 17th.
Oh, 17?
Yeah.
So at the end of this week?
Friday?
Yeah. Yep. 2 days.
Oh.
Yep. I'm
really... Moving in 2 days, everyone. Moving in 2 days.
Really struggling with the idea of whether or not I want to purchase that.
Hey, we'll get into that later.
Yeah. Stay tuned to the next podcast. See if I actually spend money on that shenanigans.
We don't send it in Gamefly.
We'll go through this stuff quickly here. Nintendo DSiWare, Castle Conqueror, Crazy Pinball. We've got My Notebook Tan. Yep.
I only like the pink version of that game.
You mean Pearl?
Pearl, sure.
Just continue.
Hot Pink was where.
And that's thank God, the next one. The last one we've got for WiiWare is Adventure on Lost Island, Hidden Object Game.
Fantastic.
Has nothing to do with the Lost television show.
Oh, that would be cool, though.
Same island.
I'd buy that.
No, I don't think that's a good idea. I would say, in fact, that's a bad idea.
You don't get to find, like, Jacob and Jacob?
No.
Damn
I think Hidden Picture Games are...
Should probably not be purchased.
Yeah, one might say that. I would say regard with caution. And then Lost Video Games also... have absolutely no precedent for being good, seeing as how I bought Viadomus and played it immediately and paid $60 for it.
Do you still own that?
Nope.
Oh man, I was gonna want to borrow that from you.
Let's see what's on PlayStation here. I have it. If I don't, we'll just move on. What is updated here? My Aquarium, Space Invaders Infinity Gene, like we talked about. That pretty much covers everything already. Soviet Strike PS1 Classic.
I love Soviet Strike.
We got an NBA 2K11 demo and FIFA Soccer 11 demo.
Is that all for PlayStation?
Yeah, this is all PlayStation Network. I'm looking
for Jungle Strike on XBLA.
Jungle Strike, right on. iPad Move demo, Treble demo, Racket Sports Network demo.
Wait, there's an iPad Move demo?
Yep.
Move required?
Yep.
Think of it this way, John. Think for a second.
Move comes
out Friday, right?
Right.
Then what would people play with their Move?
Right, that makes sense to me. But it's like iPad is already out on store shelves.
iPad's already been out for the past 15 years. No, it's like I understand. Predated the PS3.
All I'm thinking of is like that just is another like pro in the side of like, should I be buying Move?
Oh, demos already available.
Are available and I can like...
Games are already on the shelf.
Yeah, I can figure out like if I really want this that badly or not. The Fight is a demo on there too?
I'm sorry.
I think you just mentioned The Fight was coming out this week.
Tumble demo, Racket Sports demo.
Racket Sports.
Yeah, no Fight demo.
Okay.
No The Fight. Never forget. Always remember The Fight. The Fight. Okay. How are we doing on time and time here? Good. Let's talk about emails. That we received. Sorry. Checking the email. So we have a message here from Muhammad Ghul. And Muhammad writes, with the Kinect and Move... back up here. First of all, thank you for writing in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Muhammad. So much.
Secondly, if you would like to write to Boss Barrel Radio, send us an email to bbr@bossbarrelradio.com. There's a link on the page you listen to the podcast on. Again, it's bbr@bossbarrel.com. Send us an email. We'll read it on the air. We'll discuss it. Thanks in advance. Anyway, message from Muhammad Ghul. With the Kinect and Move just on the horizon, I have been curious if any one of you are concerned about the quote-unquote future of gaming. Personally, I think the Kinect and Move are interesting in theory, much like the Wii was interesting. But if all platforms begin to follow this trend of motion control, will that destroy what gaming is now? With the risk of sounding lazy, I enjoy just sitting and playing a game. I don't know how I feel about where game development is going. If I remember correctly, John is looking forward to these new advancements. Griff, not so much. I am more ambivalent to the whole idea. But no matter what your thoughts on Move and Kinect, I just felt that this is something to contemplate.
I'm in the same boat as him.
So does it raise any concerns among any of you as to what may change with games and how we play them in the near future? Thanks, Mogul.
I'm in the same boat as him. It's like, I like sitting down playing a controller, and I feel that...
Playing the old controller?
Playing the controller? Dude, yeah, dude.
Played controller back in middle school, and then I just stopped.
I controlled a lot of things.
Yeah, I was in marching controller, and... I had to wear these stupid outfits.
I was just like sit on the couch controller type of guy.
Yeah, that's why I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, marching controller.
That's
too much move.
There was a lot of time.
Too much movement.
Too much.
Yep. No, I feel that the Kinect and Move are going to be fun little gimmicks that'll have their day, but I don't think they're going to like revolutionize the gaming. There's always going to be that core group of gamers that are out there and just want to continue to just sit, use their controller and sit on the couch, play games. I mean, the games that come out that need controllers to work are multi-million dollar games that people or that companies make, so I see no reason for them to stop making those games.
John, you look like you're chomping at the bit to say
something. I'm just ready. I I'm looking more towards like embracing the change. I don't think it needs to take away from the controller. It can, like, I'm willing to accept these controls just because it's something new and exciting. And the only reason I ditched the Wii is because they couldn't deliver enough of those games that really worked and really made that motion stuff entertaining to me. Like, the few games that I did play that had it was like, oh, this is really kind of cool and interesting. I think bigger companies that understand what, that's not really fair to Nintendo, but companies that look more towards making a lot of money, let's say, like Sony and Microsoft, might put more effort into making games that their core audience, you know,
yeah,
will
so
play.
This is the thing that I think a lot of people worry about is, will motion control detract from the video games that we have that are, that, well, either we expect to have in the future?
I don't think that's even a possibility.
That doesn't even come to you. Like, you don't think that these companies are going to put more resources towards creating motion control games, and we'll be losing out on potentially more awesome regular video games?
I mean, maybe a few, they'll make one or two less new IPs or something, but I mean, the franchises that are always out there and always continually getting sequels and everything, I mean.
Now, there's also another road where it doesn't necessarily have to completely detract from your experience using a controller. There's plenty of Nintendo games that give you the option of, like, you know, you can try this out, or you can go back to doing what you are more comfortable with, like, whichever way you would like to. And I think that would be a smart thing, especially for Sony, since they are using this different controller interface. And one more impressive game that they have that's coming out is the SOCOM 4 game that will use the Move. My major aggravation with the Move so far is there's so many peripherals that you have to look into and understand.
I'm sorry, what was that word?
Peripherals.
Okay.
Did I say something weird the first round?
No, it's fine.
Peripherals?
No, that's cool. Let's keep going. Sorry.
So what I found out today was actually something really interesting about the fact that the Move has the ice cream cone, or the Move controller itself, and then the nav controller. I found out that the PlayStation 3 is intelligent enough,
use the controller.
You can use the controller as opposed to the nav.
Yep.
You don't have to purchase a nav. You can just use the left side of the controller.
Yep.
Which is really kind of cool. When I heard that, I was pretty amazed that was a thing. Like, I don't have to spend that 30 bones because I own controllers.
What is the nav? Is it just like a D-pad?
It's the nunchuck.
The sub-controller.
How does that left hand feel for you?
I think holding a controller like that sideways is going to be terrible.
Yeah, really? I think we already did this. I think we had this happen in Street Fighter.
I don't want to play a game that way.
Yeah,
it was fine.
I think it's not going to be fine.
You just get an old six-axis, so it's not as heavy. That's fine.
So until there is some games that come out and make me go, wow, I don't want to use the controller, I think that we're at.
I think Move has more of those games so far from what I've seen.
Really?
Like Sorcerer or whatever. Like, not so much that I want to play right now, but it has more potential for those. Because it's that blend of still having controllers with buttons that allow me to have more, like, feedback on it.
Well, Mo, if obviously you just started
listening. Well, Mo?
I said, well, Mo, since you're listening to this, and you probably haven't listened to the past podcasts that I've done and had stances on this before, but this is why motion control will never work, because there's no adequate force feedback or response for the things you're doing. A button press is still removed enough from an actual motion that it's always going to have that degree of objectivity from it. You're not doing what you're doing. So the closer we try and get to one-to-one controls, like I move my hands and my dude moves my hands, the more we get to that, like, motion control uncanny valley of, well, when I'm pushing this block, how come I'm just striking this push block pose and I'm not actually pushing a block?
Mm-hmm.
I think until we get into like the world of the holodeck and like holograms, there's no way that anything like this will ever take off. I think it's going to go the same route of 3D. It'll be neat, something to tack on, something that will keep this console generation.
Check this out.
Yeah, like a just another bullet point to say, hey, it's got Move support. You can you can play it with the Move too if you like. I just don't. I would again. I'm not opposed to it. I'm not in like the like tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist camp of like Nintendo's like you know Microsoft is siphoning all their money and resources from actual video game development just to Kinect.
I'm pretty sure Microsoft's going to be all right.
Yeah,
and I do agree with what you're saying. Like for motion and that kind of interaction to really take off, there needs to be a holodeck so that when I move, I am actually interacting with my things.
You know,
and that's why that's what keeps games from hitting that hardcore thing is because people want like if I'm going to be playing a hack and slash game, I want to be hacking and slashing and not like swinging, but not really feeling that feel of like connecting with something.
Mm-hmm. There's no dip, no matter the fidelity, if it's one-to-one or if it's not one-to-one, you're still going to run into the Wii problem of all I'm doing is flailing around.
Yep.
It may be the most sensitive and accurate flailing around that I can do in this lifetime besides actually doing the thing that I wanted to do, but it's never... It's always going to come back to that problem of I am not doing the thing that I'm doing on screen. I'm doing a silhouetted action.
I could see the Kinect being a package with DDR. For the, like, when they start making them for cheap or whatever, it's like, oh, it comes with Kinect.
Well, Dance Central is, Dance Central like, is something going to
that
be really...
Does action. And that's the thing. Like, there are games that do look cool, but...
Like Child of Eden looks like something I could play.
Yeah, it looks like right.
I mean, it's going to be a peripheral, like, you know, that Ace Combat game that had a controller that had 200 buttons on it. I could see it going down that road, like
the Steel Battalion
controller.
I could see it being like one of those, like, well, here you get this if you buy this game. You know,
I agree with most of the population out there that thinks this is a really dangerous move.
Oh yeah,
because you are going to split your user base. You are going to have people who have motion control enabled systems, people who don't have motion control enabled systems, and that's going to create a fissure in the market. And you won't be able to sell as effectively as before, which means then you're going to have to do different product allocations and stuff like that, resources, and that's dangerous. But
I think the video game market is so stable, it'll be fine.
Really?
Just, you know.
Like, I mean, because Nintendo that are going almost to come died out. Last generation with the GameCube. Like, they almost went out of business. You know, Sega died from
I don't see Sony or, you know, they're so stable right now with the video games they have that they're not going to go down that road.
But well, I mean, yes, I don't think they're going to go bankrupt. Well, I mean, you never know, because if you ever have looked at the sales figures,
you've got your monster games that sell billions of dollars alone. There's three franchises that do that alone.
Right.
That
on the surface it looks fine, but when you look into it, you know, Sony is still negative. Like they still are losing. They still are in the negative zone. They're not making a profit on their products yet. So they've gone and they've spent resources and money and technology into developing something that will only cause problems for their sales in the future. That's where the danger is. It may not be an immediate bankruptcy, but it may mean, you know, PlayStation 4 isn't a thing that happens until five more years. And then, you know, it's a, like a snowball effect where it's this mistake is the pebble that started rolling down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, probably Microsoft is probably more safe, just Microsoft is probably more safe because of the Kinect or the interactivity that the Kinect gives to people on a non-video gaming basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does seem like
it's more approachable.
Yeah, it is the newer technology of the two, I would say, or the more revolutionary technology of the two.
And the other thing, like, I Kinect really mostly interests me just in not how much more interaction I will have with games, but just with my Xbox. Exclusively.
And you just want to get closer to your Xbox.
I just want to be able to talk to my Xbox and browse through the media bar.
I'm saying this now, I'm interested in that too, but now here, this is what I'm saying as my official soapbox statement. Do not buy the Kinect for that purpose.
Yeah, don't buy it as a browser. I'm going to be dumb enough to buy it as a browser.
Because you're only doing that thing which has fueled Microsoft this far along.
Uh-huh.
You are buying it for a stupid reason.
Yeah.
And you're giving them money
for a stupid reason. It's the only reason I pay for Xbox
Live. Didn't we do that when we bought the Xbox, though?
Exactly. Yeah. And people are going to do it again where they're like, well, there's nothing that the Kinect really offers, and it actually is kind of janky and busted. But hey, I can move my hand in the air and flip through my blades menu.
We're talking to you, all those people that bought HD DVD drives.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Spent $200 on a separate drive.
The arcade version of the 360.
Oh, yeah.
Or one of the many other versions.
Yeah. Or person who has had a 360 Red Ring and go out and bought multiple more 360s after that's happened.
Why are you looking at me?
How many Xboxes have you owned, Ryan?
5.
Jesus, Lord.
How much
I have owned.
How many Xboxes have you purchased?
4.
Oh,
Jesus
Christ. Golly.
That's $1,000.
I have owned one.
Well, no.
And it has been replaced once.
I guess I've purchased 3.
Well, okay. Well, now that's only like...
Still, it's only like $900.
$600.
Jesus. Good golly.
I hear the Kinect's not getting a Red Ring, though.
Well, the Kinect, no.
Possibility.
No.
So, yeah.
Well, neither is your new Xbox either, because it's just not physically capable of doing that, because there's no red lights in it.
Oh, yeah, man. So how will this affect the future of gaming? Hopefully... Not at all.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it's going to be a fun party gimmick.
Exactly.
Nope. That's all I'm hoping for.
I mean, I think games like Dance Central and like, I don't even know, like certain of the, you know, Wii Sport knockoff games that are out there that weren't available to people.
I can play bocce ball on my PS3. I love
that
bocce ball.
Don't have that. You know, you can play that in real life, John.
I know.
Yeah, see,
but I don't have real friends
reason.
For that.
I would much rather just go out and do the activity. Video.
You guys
games,
want to go play some bocce ball?
I have it in my car.
You want to go play some bocce ball after
kind
this?
Kind of. It's dark out, but...
Why not?
Why not?
We can do it in the living room, right?
Yeah. Break it's something. Lumpy.
And they're beanbags,
right.
So...
Well, even
beanbag bocce.
Okay, well...
What?
We can
How does
do
that
anywhere,
work?
Then.
It's like pretty hard, round beanbag balls.
But they're softer? Okay.
Yeah, it's not like...
Weird.
Not like croquet balls.
Okay, weird.
You guys want to go play some bocce ball?
A little bit.
Me too.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, I was going to say... I'd
but this kills my move
argument, damn it. Than, like, do all this motion flailing, you know, like when Wii Golf came out, or Tiger Woods Golf, like, for the Wii. Wow, big deal. You know, I'd rather just go play golf.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of move controls. I think... I am open to the possibility of something awesome happening with it, but I don't really care.
Yeah. That's about all I got to say about that.
Yep. Me too, John. What are you thinking? Can't wait to go buy that move and connect?
I'm
How much money are you going to drop on us?
Not that much. I'm finding ways to cut that sucker down. Plus, I also get a discount on it, so, I mean, helps a little bit.
$150 for Kinect.
Yeah, $150 for the Kinect.
Do you own an iToy?
I do not.
Okay, do you own?
But I'm gonna
that's
get
gonna
the,
be like
the bundle set. So
that's like what, $140?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah,
that's what I'm gonna be
spending. $300 on.
Yeah, move stuff.
Motion controls.
Yep.
I spent $0 on.
How much
controls.
Is a Wii right now?
Hey, you know what? If he can spend $1,000 on Xboxes,
how much is a Wii?
$200. So
I look
well.
At it as. Like entertainment value, because I definitely get a lot of entertainment out of my Xboxes.
You're still a crazy person for supporting a broken product.
Hey, you're right.
At that point, you should be buying those Xboxes used. So
I did.
Microsoft
I
is
did.
Not getting the money.
Actually,
for
Actually, no. The two All right. of them that I purchased were used.
Sweet. That's now I'm happy.
I've purchased two brand new Xboxes.
Way to stand. Way to take a stand on that. I'm glad you may not have knowingly done that, but yes. Don't buy faulty products.
I was helping out GameStop.
Yeah.
Great. Because they need that too.
Yeah, so thanks for writing in, Mo. Again, emails, send them to us, bbr@bossbarrelradio.com.
I can only wait for the day that we get so many emails that we can't answer them all.
Hopefully that will actually be a thing at some point. I'm hoping. People will enjoy us listening to us talk about this nonsense. Those of you who are still listening now and were part of the interview on launch night at Halo Reach, look forward to having that stuff up later this week. And thanks again. And send us an email. Like I said, yeah. This be the podcast.
That's it.
End of eight.
Boss Bell Radio. Who the boss?
And we out.